Alhamdulillah, today with us we have Brother Yasin. If you can remember a few, I think it was just before Ramadan, we had spoken to Brother Yasin, who's from Morocco and who cycled down all the way from Morocco to Johannesburg. We had him in the studio. We spoke to him about his experiences, and at that time he was happy about traveling right into South Africa, and he said, what a beautiful country we are in, until he got robbed and his bicycle got stolen, and it made headline news in the whole of South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Yasin, jazakallah for joining us on this lovely Sunday afternoon once again, talking to us about your journey all the way from Morocco, coming to South Africa and enjoying yourself. More than that, I want you to tell us.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And jazakallah for joining us. And all the way, you rode the whole of South Africa, and you're back in Johannesburg again.
Yeah, I finished now maybe 3,000 kilometers in South Africa. I'm very happy. South Africa is not in Africa.
South Africa is not in Africa. I've heard this many a times from many people when I tour, when I travel abroad. People come to South Africa to visit South Africa, and when they go back and when we meet up with them abroad, they clearly tell me exactly what you're telling me. South Africa is not in Africa.
It's paradise.
It's paradise, yes. Barring one problem of ours, and that, as you said, also our crime problem, and you clearly got affected by crime. Can you tell us a little about that?
But alhamdulillah, I've been all province in South Africa, from Nelspruit, Pretoria, Johannesburg, Durban, Port Shepstone, Garden Road to Cape Town. I'm now in Johannesburg. Just my bike stolen in Ramadan in Jeffrey's Bay. But it's not a big problem. Maybe 5 minutes, then all people call me, you need to buy for me a new bike. But now I have a new bike, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Before we go ahead discussing about your trip and so on, first of all, I just want to ask you one question. When your bike got stolen and when the message went out, alhamdulillah, we put it on Radio Islam also, we mentioned that your bike got stolen, and people just came in their droves to come and assist you. How do you feel about that for the Muslims? And not that, I think it was not only the Muslims of South Africa, South Africans in general.
Yeah, subhanAllah, maybe 5 minutes, I share my story, 5 minutes, a lot of people here call me. It's not just Muslims, Christian, many people. I meet municipality in Jeffreys Bay, community in Jeffreys Bay. All people, all South Africa, he called me, maybe 5 minutes.
Alhamdulillah, finally we had to, together with some other organization, we got it wound down, and we've finally came to two people that really now came to the party, which we had to cut out many people that wanted to contribute. We had to tell them it's all sorted out. And finally, who helped you?
Alhamdulillah, I have now a new bike. I have a big story in South Africa, a lot of friends, every village in South Africa.
They're all your friends now. But the bike, first of all, it was Solomon Cycle, Arshad from Solomon Cycle said that he's going to give you the bike. And he liaised with somebody, because you were in Jeffreys Bay, Cape Town being near, the easiest would be to go down to Cape Town and pick your bike up. And I think you went to Faisal, Brother Faisal from Bridge Cycle.
Bridge Cycle. I've been in Cape Town. Mr. Faisal, he have shop named Bridge Cycle. He give me nice wife.
Alhamdulillah. So now you got your wife back. Like you said in the program before Ramadan, that in your life you have your one wife, and your one wife is your bicycle, huh?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So you got it back again.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I want to thank all people in South Africa because it's very, very friendly. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, now that crime part of it, let's just put it behind us and let's talk of the positive. Yeah. You started from Johannesburg. After all Nelspruit, all that, you came here, you stayed in Roshni, and the next day when we had our interview at the studio before Ramadan, and thereafter when you left from here, what was your journey like? And from here you went from Johannesburg, your next stop was, and your distances that you traveled?
Now I finished 3,000 kilometers just in South Africa. Total Morocco to Cape Town, 26,000 kilometers. every day in South Africa, I have nice place, nice food, nice smile, every day.
Every day, alhamdulillah. Not like how you were telling us when you came from Morocco, coming down, you slept in jungles, in front of a baboon, no. In front of hyenas, in front of lions, all those things?
No, lots of hotel in South Africa. He gave me one night, two nights. Big hotel, 5-star, in Drakensberg, in Harrismith, in Durban, in Cape Town, in P, a lot of place. He gave me hotel in, for example, in George. One hotel he gave me two nights.
Two nights for free?
Free. And skydiving free in Plettenberg. Bungee jump in Blokran Bridge.
Oh, alhamdulillah, you did that also. And then yes. because of the publicity that went out, your bike got stolen and yes. so on and all that, they gave you all those things?
Yes, yes.
Alhamdulillah. So you did your adrenaline that you wanted to have. You said you want to do the bungee and you managed to do it.
Yes, it's my dreams, bungee jump and skydiving.
Yes.
It's done, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So grateful that, alhamdulillah, you make shukr to the Almighty Amen. Allah. So from Johannesburg, you went straight down towards Harrismith.
Yes.
Okay, and then you spent time in Harrismith with some people, or what? Because from here, from Johannesburg, which road you took? Where you went to then?
From Johannesburg to Roshni, from Roshni to Harrismith.
Direct, but then if you went direct to Harrismith, in between, didn't you stay over in between somewhere?
No, direct to Harrismith.
Johannesburg to Harrismith in one day?
One day.
Is that so?
No, I forget, because long time. But I started Ramadan in Harrismith.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yes, I finished Ramadan in PE, in Port Elizabeth.
Okay, so from Harrismith you went to Drakensberg, from there to Durban.
Yeah, to Hermanie, to Durban, to Port Shepstone, Port Elizabeth, George, Knysna, Otseren, up to Prince Albert, down to Mussel Bay, Bredasdorp, Cape Agulhas, to Ocean.
Oh, you saw the two oceans at Cape Agulhas as well.
I've been in Elim, I've been in Hermanus, I've been in Strand, then my dreams in Cape Town.
Cape Town. Now, let me tell you something. All the names that you are mentioning,
yeah.
there are many, many people that are listening to us here.
Yes.
I can clearly say, many of those people don't even know those places that you talk of, that you went to, and you're from Morocco. Wow, alhamdulillah. You are so fortunate to have toured South Africa with the way you did it with your cycle, moving from town to town, city yes. to city. And you saw more of South Africa than what we as South Africans have seen.
Yes, I know now all South Africa. Just in Cape Town, 3 weeks, I've been 3 times in Table Mountain.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
I make Salat al-Fajr in Table Mountain, 2 times.
Okay.
2 times in Signal Hill. I've been in Hot Bay, I've been in Greenpoint, Sea Point, I've been in Stone.
Oh, so now you're officially a South African.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. The way you're mentioning all these names
yeah.
sounds like you, like, it's just part of your, it's like your second nature now, just sure. talking of these towns.
I'm South African now.
Alhamdulillah. I can clearly see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When you finish your 5 years tour, I can see where you're landing up.
Inshallah.
Bring your wife with you.
I mean, inshallah.
Inshallah. So you did, and you said you ended up in Cape Town also. Now, Cape Town, you stayed 3 weeks in Cape Town.
3 weeks, but it's not in one place. Every night, different place. I've been in Bokap. You know Bokap?
Bokap, yes.
Yeah.
With all the colorful houses.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been maybe 2 nights in Bokap, 2 nights in Hot Bay, 2 nights in Greenpoint, 2 nights in Sea Point. Many place. I've been in many place in Cape Town.
And the people of Cape Town, they knew that you were coming and they welcomed you.
Yeah, it's very friendly. I share in Facebook.
Yes.
I'm here in Cape Town, then people here call me. Come stay with me.
Oh, mashallah, so nice like that.
Yeah.
So your Ramadan, you say you finished in Port Elizabeth?
Port Elizabeth, yeah.
Okay, your Eid you spent in Port Elizabeth
yeah,
with people?
Yeah, with one Muslim family.
Yes.
I stayed with him 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
PE. Yeah.
Ah, mashallah,
name's
nice.
Mukhtar.
Where in PE were you with him?
I don't know names, but I stayed with one.
Mala, is it what?
Malai.
Malaba. Was it
Malaba?
Malaba
yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
stayed there?
Yeah.
Mashallah, very nice, man. So you made lots of friends also?
A lot of people. Every day I cycle in 70 kilometers in Ramadan.
Right.
I started after Al-Fajr. I finished cycling Dhuhr.
Right.
Maximum 70 kilometers. But Ramadan here in South Africa is easy.
Very easy, short days.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
short days.
I like it.
So you do 70 kilometers a day on every
Yeah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And then when you came to food and so on, was it all okay with you?
Yeah, it's okay. Because every night I have nice place. Every night.
So that was fine.
Yes.
Sleeping place, all that was in order. Alhamdulillah. So, okay, your bike got stolen.
Yeah.
But lots of your stuff with your bike didn't get stolen.
Yeah, I have all my stuff.
All the stuff was intact. Because you took it off your bike and your bike was only outside. So your bike was parked in Jeffrey's Bay by the masjid.
Yes.
And then it got stolen from the masjid yard.
Yeah.
When you came out of the masjid yard and you didn't see your bike, what went through your mind?
First time I locked my bike in Africa, in Jeffrey's Bay.
First time you locked
it? First time. One guy, he told me, no, sorry, my friend, lock your bike. Then I locked my bike. I took it, all my stuff, alhamdulillah, 6 bags, up to the mosque.
Yes.
I finished Salat Dhuhr.
Right.
Down 10 minutes. My bike
is gone.
Yeah. Then you call me.
Yes. Immediately I called you when I heard about that. Yes. Because as soon as, I think when your bike was stolen, a few minutes later, I got the message from you and I said immediately and I called you to say, what is happening?
Yes.
And alhamdulillah, our South Africans, as soon as we sent it out on social media, it's just wildfire. People just said, you know what, we will help. We will help. I had people that were even offering and saying, can I even give 100 rand towards your fund? I said, it's not a fund. He said, whoever wants to contribute, you know, we're trying to streamline this whole thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a fund as such, but people just opened their hearts. I'm clearly saying is how people open their hearts towards what they heard, what happened to you. The general public just came out and said, even if it's 100 and I'd like to contribute towards this particular cause.
Alhamdulillah, I want to thank all these people. Thank you so much.
I can only imagine how you felt at that time. But more than that, and from there you wrote down, you went down to PE, you stayed there. But are you staying long periods in certain towns, I see?
Minimum 2 days, maximum 2 weeks, three weeks.
All right, you did that.
Yeah.
So your visas, you got sorted out? Apparently you were telling me your visa, you had an issue with that for extension and so on. All that got sorted out?
Yeah. This month, 22 August, my visa expired. But next week, I leave to Madagascar, inshallah.
So you're going to go do a tour in Madagascar now with your bike?
Yeah, inshallah.
So you go to Madagascar. How long you want to spend in Madagascar?
Maybe 3 months in Madagascar.
Right.
And Seychelles, Mauritius, Tanzania. For climbing Kilimanjaro. I want to push my bike to top the Kilimanjaro.
You want to push the bike up to the up the mountain of Kilimanjaro?
Yes.
We can't even walk up the mountain. You want to go with your bicycle to the top?
No, it's my bike like my wife.
So you're going to take the bike up to the top?
Yes.
Allahu Akbar, Allah make it easy. So you're going to Madagascar and you're flying back to the mainland, Africa?
Yes.
Okay, so why...
No. I leave next week to Madagascar.
Yeah.
3 months in Madagascar, 1 month in Seychelles, 1 month in Mauritius, then back to Tanzania.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're doing all that and you're coming back to Africa.
Yes.
Tanzania. Okay, so Mauritius also you're going for?
Yeah.
1 month?
Yeah.
Inshallah. Mauritius, you can finish in one day.
I want to... I have time.
Okay, and then your passport, all that is intact still?
My passport maybe is full, but in Madagascar, I ask my MBZ in Madagascar.
You change your passport and continue.
Inshallah.
And then from there, you come back to Tanzania?
Yes.
You do the climb?
Kilimanjaro.
Right.
Then back to Zambia. I want to work in Zambia. I need visa. For America, for Argentina, for Chile, for Peru, Chile, then fly to Argentina, up to Canada, cycling. This is my next trip.
So from Argentina
to Canada, in
China. So you're going to go right up north till the Caribbean, from there you're going to Miami?
Yes.
From Miami you're going to ride up right through to the top into Canada?
To Canada. Maybe but 2 years cycling from Argentina to Canada, 2 years cycling.
2 years?
2 years.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Everything is possible in this life. This is my message.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have big heart, big smile, strong mind. Your life is easy.
Allah make it easy for you like that.
Alhamdulillah.
Fantastic. And I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased that you're fulfilling a dream. You're fulfilling a dream that you started off, which you never expected what's going to come up next. And it's like a dream come true at the moment.
Yeah. And I tell you something. You have iman. For example, tawakkul ala Allah.
Yes.
You understand this tawakkul ala Allah 100%.
Yes.
Your life is easy.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah? So you have full yakin in Allah that Allah does.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm 1 month, 1 year, 6 months.
Yes.
$0. I started from Casablanca to Cape Town. I'm here in Johannesburg, $0.
With no money whatsoever. No. You did skydiving, which many people can't do. You did bungee jumping, which many people can't afford. You did so much, and you stayed in many five-star hotels, which some people can't even do, and you did it with no money.
I visited in 17 countries.
Already.
6,000 kilometers.
Allahu Akbar. And from the whole of Africa, you found South Africa to be the best.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Allah
best place.
Allah protect us. And Allah protect South Africans. You, on journey, on safar, you must make special dua for South Africa, inshallah.
Amen.
Because I can ultimately see South Africa is going to be your homeland.
Yes.
Because I can talking to you, I can read to say that you're coming to settle down in South Africa.
I like South Africa.
Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, I like people.
Inshallah, Allah protect South Africa. Allah keep us, keep the Muslims and keep the entire, I would say the entire population of South Africa, the way they are, open hearts, help you. Because you were sending me pictures while you were going. There were non-Muslims. In fact, there was one of the towns when I contacted a Muslim, some Muslim.
In Prince Albert, one Muslim in Prince Albert.
Only one Muslim?
One Muslim, one family.
And you managed to get hold of them?
Yes.
Because one of the towns, I contacted somebody and they said, okay, give him my number. And when by the time I reached you, you were in some Christian man's house or something. Yes. I don't know which town was that.
Maybe in Naizna.
Was it in Naizna?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I gave you some Muslim gentleman's number and you told me you just met another Christian man who saw your photo in the newspaper.
Yes.
And he took you into his house.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. But did you manage to meet the family, the Muslim family in Naizna?
Yeah. I meet one family in Naizna, yeah.
Ah, okay. Alhamdulillah. And what about Plettenberg Bay?
I like it.
And what about Yasmin in Plettenberg Bay that gave Suleiman and Yasmin Tunara? I believe they opened their hearts out for you. You had meals with them at the house also.
Yeah, I like this family.
They're originally from Johannesburg.
From Johannesburg.
From Vereeniging. They moved to Plettenberg Bay, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And I've seen also on your Instagram, they keep on in contact with you all the time. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
No, that is nice. So where you built friends. Now, in this case, I want to ask you one question. Now that you've built, you've got all these people, all these friends, are you recording all their details and so on?
Yes. I have books. I read every day. For example, I meet Muhammad, for example, in Johannesburg.
Yes.
I read names, contacts, address.
You write it down?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, because you know why? Inshallah, I finish my trip in Africa. I want to print my book.
Oh, inshallah.
All these people invite me in South Africa.
Yes.
I put it names in my book.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. So your ultimate dream is to come down, finish from here, as you said, going to the eastern coast.
Yes.
And then you're going to the east. And from there, you're going up to Canada.
Yes.
Right. So that is ultimate. And then what about Asia then?
Inshallah, after Canada, North Europe, Russia, Asia for Everest, inshallah.
Okay.
And for Al-Hajj, inshallah. This is my dream.
You want to finally do Hajj then?
Yes, it's
inshallah,
my dream.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Oh, wow, alhamdulillah. We're already on a break now. We'll take a short break. After the break, I want to take out more information from you because it's so inspiring for everybody.
Yeah.
And I want to pull out some more information inshallah. From you. We'll do that right after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, on the Globe Trotting program on this lovely Sunday afternoon. And today, my special guest, and I will emphasize on my special guest because I envy this guest. As you heard, it's Yasin from Morocco, and he's been traveling from Morocco. He came down to South Africa, traveled 26,000 kilometers on a bicycle. But from Morocco to Senegal, he walked. So that is another adventure on its own. And in Senegal, he bought a bike, and from there he came down to Cape Town. And he traveled South Africa widely. He came to Richards Bay. What a beautiful town, a laid back, relaxed town. And his bike got stolen. Brother!
Assalamu alaikum.
Shukran for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. I just get so excited talking to you because it's something which I would have loved to do. Age is now against me. Otherwise, I would have loved to do this. But we as South Africans, we live a different life. You come from Morocco, you live an open and a free life where you live a life with no fear of intimidation or anything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as South Africans, we live a life where we grew up like that, where we have to lock our doors, lock our car doors, close our windows. we live a life where we're watching our backs. So for us to think of doing what you're doing, the first thing that will come into our mind is the security part of it. And I think you don't have that fear?
No, I don't have security in my house. I don't have camera. I don't have dog. My country, alhamdulillah, it's very safe. Yeah.
You must have seen in South Africa, almost every house got camera, got fence, yeah. Electric fence, all that. Huh?
This big problem here in South Africa.
Right, so now, let's just go back. We had interviewed you, we spoke to you about your journey from Morocco down. But just for those that didn't listen to us, we're going to have this program podcasted also. And I've got some of your pictures also on our Instagram page, which is Globetrotting25, if anybody wants to follow us. Globetrotting25, I'll post some of your pictures again on there. They can just see your new bike and so on, and we can, yeah. I'll post it again on there so they can follow and just and get that feel of what you've done and what you've experienced. So in other words, experience with you. So I'm going to do that. But now share some of your experiences over the African continent to South Africa.
Before 2017, 22 January, I speak with my family and all my brother, my sister. I tell him I will go to Cape Town with no money. He tell me you can't go outside Casablanca with no money. I tell him okay, because in my philosophy, everything in this life is possible. Everything is near. Just you have big heart, big smile, strong mind. Everything is possible. Just what do you do with? My dreams, Morocco to Cape Town, 26,000 kilometers. For you, maybe it's long distance. For me, just one jump.
For me, if you tell me, I'll tell you impossible.
But for me, just one jump. I'm not looking for number 5600. No. I'm looking for a lot of history every day. Every day I meet new people, new history, different culture. Yes, I like it.
So that's what I was about to ask you also. You've come across from country to country. You must have seen different types of people, different cultures, different beliefs, everything different from one country, or I would say even from one city to the next.
Yeah, maybe one country, different culture. For example, me in Morocco, I can't eat chicken feet, but in Mozambique, I eat chicken feet. Yeah. In Zambia, I eat pap.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Yes.
But in Morocco, I don't have pap.
Yes.
I don't like pap.
Okay, so after you ate your chicken feet in Mozambique, you must have been riding even faster then. Wow, so that's... you're in Mozambique. How long you spent in Mozambique?
1 month. 1 month in Mozambique. North Mozambique to South Mozambique.
1 month you spent.
Yeah.
But traveling with your bicycle from Beira down to Maputo?
From border... Tete.
Yes.
To Chimoyo, to yes. Beira, to Nyambani, to Maputo. Then Swaziland.
Oh, you came into Swaziland,
yeah.
Also then?
Yeah.
And from Swaziland you came into Nelspruit?
To Nelspruit, yeah.
And how long you spent in Nelspruit?
Maybe.
And at that time you were not famous, huh?
No.
You only became famous when you met the Johannesburgers.
Yes. I've been in Nelspruit maybe 1 week.
Okay.
One shop named Valencia. Valencia shop. He gave me a lot of stuff.
Okay, a shop in Valencia.
He's a Muslim guy.
Yeah.
Name's Naeem.
Okay.
Yeah, he gave me a lot of stuff. And in Pretoria, Solomon.
Solomon Cycle.
Solomon Cycle, he gave me a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And Cycle Bridge in Cape Town, he gave me a new bike.
Now, I must tell you, when it comes to, I had personal interaction with Brother Arshad. Mm. He, as soon as he heard of your bike, his heart was just open. He said, whatever it costs, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it. He says, I'm prepared to put down for you whatever it is. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, we have all that. Now, you obviously you came now from Mozambique, Swaziland, Nelspruit, you came down to Johannesburg, all that. Share some of your experiences in other parts on the African continent, because we had spoken about some of it briefly. Give us more information for those listeners that didn't hear you on the first program. Share some other experiences that you've had on the African continent.
For example, in Gabon is big forest. Villages I eat with him leopard, crocodile, snakes, because no food. People here eat just snakes, just crocodile. In Angola.
They themselves eat that all the time?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe 3 weeks in the forest in Gabon. Oh. And one time in border Angola, Namibia, I ate with the village's leopard.
You ate a leopard also?
Yeah. You know why? Because no food, nothing.
So now the places where you don't meet anybody or you didn't meet anybody and there's no food, what did you do in that case?
Nah, dua.
You don't look for animals yourself or something to eat?
No, because I'm not experienced.
Hunter?
Yeah, I'm not experienced. It's not easy, you hunt, for example, kudu. It's not
yes.
easy because I don't have gun, I don't have nothing.
So you just love with water, whatever you
sometimes
get.
Sometimes I eat fruit forest, sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to know what, otherwise you eat the wrong thing, it can be a problem also.
Yeah. But
so no fear?
Nothing.
You ride in the jungle, no looking back?
No.
No?
And water in Africa is problem for me.
Yes.
And rain is problem, sun, yeah. weather, mosquitoes.
Oof. Yes.
Malaria. I 10 days in hospital in Benin, malaria. 2 weeks in hospital in Cameroon, malaria.
Is it?
Yes. Accident in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you've had lots of experiences like that.
Yeah.
And you know, negative experiences in a sense where, or I would say, genuine experiences. Mm. When you're talking of accident, genuine experiences,
yeah.
and you it's something which you wouldn't think that you try and avoid, and you know, things like that, and it can just happen.
But sometimes I meet one time in Namibia 48 elephants.
48 elephants?
8 elephants.
In front
one
of you?
Time, I counted 48 elephants.
Yes.
Other time I meet 6 hyena. 6 hyena in the road. 6 hyena.
And they look at you?
Yeah.
And you look at them? And what you do?
Nathan, today my life is finished. But alhamdulillah, Allah protects me, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Other time in Zambia, I sleep in the night, maybe 2 o'clock in the night.
Yeah.
In my tent. I'm looking outside, I see maybe 3 hippo, 4 hippo. Hippo is dangerous.
Yes.
It's not like lion. It's not lion is full. No problem.
Yeah.
But the hippo, woof.
Even if it's full, you want to eat more.
Oh. Alhamdulillah, Allah, it protects me. I stay with villages, for example, in Togo. One village named Dafo. 22 days. Just one village. You know why? Me, I teach him French.
Oh, is it?
Then yeah. all villages, he give me food, a nice place every day.
You teach them French?
Yes.
Okay, mashallah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is something
I
nice.
Teach children.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So now you meet all those people. So ultimately, you say your dream is to... What is your target date? You're already now 1.5 years out of your country. You left on the 22nd of January,
yes,
2017.
Yes.
1.5 years, you're already out of the country.
Yes.
You the last time you were telling me, you're giving yourself a target of 5 years.
Yes.
The target still remains 5 years?
Yes.
And that is to do the entire world?
Inshallah.
Australia as well?
Yes.
So once you do Europe...
Europe, Russia, Asia, for Everest, for Al-Hajj, inshallah.
And then to Australia.
Yeah.
And then you finish, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah.
And then you will come back to South Africa and get married.
Inshallah. Maybe.
For real wife.
It's possible.
Yeah, it can be possible from how you're talking to us, and when I look in your eyes, I can see something happening here.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah, I want to thank people from Roshni.
Yes.
The community from Roshni together, he buy for me new stuff.
Yes.
This stuff is not my stuff from Senegal, so here. This stuff is new.
Oh, all new stuff also. Ilogo. Brother Ibrahim,
yeah.
Bayat.
And Mohamed Kaka.
And Mohamed Kaka also,
yeah.
They initiated this whole thing and collected,
yeah.
and got things sorted out for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah reward them for that also. And anything new that you require or anything that you have to get now, everything is in order for you.
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Inshallah, next week I leave to Madagascar.
Right.
My message, people here in South Africa, everything it's possible in this life. Just go to your dream.
Just whatever you dream, you can do it.
Yeah, everything is possible.
Alhamdulillah.
And tawakkal ala Allah.
You know, that is something we'd like to hear, where you have, this is like, I would say, a positive, looking positive in whatever you do. And this is what you've done. You've actually lived a dream which is an impossible dream for many millions.
Yes.
And you've lived it and you are doing it now, alhamdulillah.
You know, everybody, he have big power in the heart.
Yes.
But this power switch off. Just turn this switch on. Then you go.
And you can go.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Now, I'm so excited to share more experiences with you.
Yeah.
I just want to share experiences because somebody out there is listening to what you're saying. And believe me, that somebody is going to copycat you. And they're going to do this. They're going to try this out.
Yes,
so share just, you know, something like, what's the don'ts? What you must not do?
For travel like me, you need just, I don't know in English, you need just organize your journey, your planning.
Oh, you got to plan.
Yeah.
You got to plan what you have to do first.
What do you do?
Right.
You need nice planning. Then read a lot of books for next. For example, I will go to Madagascar.
Yes.
Last month, I read one book for Madagascar.
The country itself, yeah. The people, yeah. What you do, what you don't do.
Yes, everything. You know why? You have a lot of information. It's easy for you. You visit other country like this.
Now that is something which is very important because that is something which I mentioned many a times on lots of my programs that if you are touring another country, try and read about the country, where to go, tourist attractions, what to do, what not to
culture,
do, what's their culture, very important what their culture like.
Food, how many language, stable food, clothes, everything.
You learn, you just learn a little about that.
Yes.
And from there, once you get into the country, then you know more or less where to start, what to do.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
No, so that is something which is, you know, that advice is not only for you coming from on bicycle. That is advice for anybody that wants to tour any country in the world.
Yeah.
Do that, learn their culture. Very, very important. So, you know, things like that we can, we learn from all different experiences of different people also. Now, you are also on Instagram and you have a Facebook page. And first of all, tell me something, your parents out in Morocco, what's their feeling like about you out in the bush, out in the jungle, out in the world? What's their feeling about you? Do you keep in contact with them all the time?
Every Friday, I call my family. You know why? Because in my house, every Friday, all my family together in my house. My mom, she cook Moroccan couscous.
Alhamdulillah.
Then me, I call him together.
So when everybody's at home together, you call them and you talk to them and they must be so excited, eh?
Yeah, where are you? What do you do?
Yes. But you are in contact with them on Facebook. They're following you on Facebook also all the time?
Yes.
What's your Facebook handle?
My Facebook, Yassine Everest.
Yassine and Everest. Everest. E-V-E-R-E-S-T.
And Instagram is same name, Yassine Everest.
Yassine Everest. Now, why Everest? Your surname is not Everest.
My name is Yassine Everest, my dreams.
Ah, okay. You've created a new name and a new surname for you.
Yes.
Everest, my dreams.
Yeah.
Inshallah, it will happen.
Inshallah.
So now, you contact your parents, you get that done. Now, as far as, like here, I see you got your cell phone, you're on your data, whatever it is. How are you coping with that then? If you've got no money, you come here, you get a SIM card. How are you coping with your data now?
Alhamdulillah.
Data is not cheap in South Africa, remember that.
No, it's not cheap. It's expensive.
Yes.
But alhamdulillah, in Nelspruit, I meet Moroccan people.
Yes.
One Moroccan named Tariq.
Yeah.
He give me spare card. Maybe 5,000 rand.
A credit card?
Credit card.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was 5,000 rand on there?
Yes.
He just gave it to you like that?
Yes. He told me, this is for you, for data, for food, for everything.
Alhamdulillah. Allah has opened people's hearts up for you.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So there's some magnet that you have or something that you're reading. Tell us what you're reading that Allah just make it that people just open their hearts up towards you.
Alhamdulillah. Other guy from Net Street, he buy for me... For visa, extension visa, 3 months, maybe 2,000 rand.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he paid for your visa?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
And now you said you want to go to Zambia and work. Tell us more about that.
I like Zambia. You know, my...
Now you make my heart sore.
Yeah.
What about South Africa?
I like South Africa.
Okay.
I like Africa.
Yes.
You know why? Because my visa is refused in Windhoek. Because I'm not resident in Namibia. Then, back to Zambia. In the mosque, in Livingstone.
Yeah.
One Muslim guy, he asked me, I want to help you. What do you need?
Yes.
May I tell him, I don't need nothing. I need just visa South Africa. He said, okay, give me your passport to picture.
Yeah.
Me, I give him passport. 2 pictures, 2 days, he give me visa.
Allahu Akbar. Good contact, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's when you came down here. But you were telling me that you had to go from Windhoek back up to Zambia because you couldn't get your visa.
Yes.
So he organized it for you in Zambia.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So that got sorted out.
Yeah.
But now from here you're going to
Madagascar.
No, but no, you said okay, after you finish all that you're coming back to Zambia. Now I want to understand why you're coming back to Zambia.
You said visa. I have lots of contacts in Zambia.
Okay.
Maybe I print my book in Zambia.
Oh, is it?
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
And I work in Zambia maybe 6 months. I want to apply visa for America, for Canada, for Chile, Peru, Uruguay.
From Zambia.
From Zambia. Then flights from Zambia to Argentina. Inshallah.
Inshallah. So you want to start? You said you want to print your book in Zambia. That means it's going to be like version one only.
Yeah.
Huh? So it's version one of your book, and then from there when you continue, you print another book.
Inshallah. Book for Africa, book for America.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want to do. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can understand. Inshallah. So, but now, obviously, you're going to need somebody to check your book out and all that.
Yeah.
It's not an easy task. It's just writing what you, because you're not English speaking.
Yes.
You're going to write your book in English.
Yeah, I want to learn good English in Zambia, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah.
That's where you learned your first
English words. 1 month in Zambia.
1 month and you learned English because you never knew a word of English.
No, I speak just Arabic and French.
And you learned English in Zambia.
In Zambia.
Now you want to go back and learn more English there.
Inshallah. I have one free school, inshallah.
Oh, okay.
In Lusaka.
Oh.
They may welcome. Stay with me 6 months, 1 year, no problem.
And they're going to teach you English, and then you'll write the book there.
Inshallah.
And from there, you'll go on further, you'll get your book published, all that sorted out from there.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
So your Instagram handle, again, we say it's Yasin Everest.
Yes.
And your Facebook page is also Yasin Everest. Yassine. Double-S-I-N-E.
Welcome.
Inshallah. Whoever wants to follow you must follow you on that. But I'm so pleased that I could get hold of you now again before you leave for Madagascar. Discuss, talk to you about your journey because it's such an exciting journey. I'm full of adrenaline myself. I love adrenaline sports. Mm-hmm. And this is what you're doing. It's something which I just love. I dream of something like this. I know I can't do it. But I dream of something like this. Inshallah.
Thank you.
Whoever wants to do it, your advice to them is you can do it.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Inshallah. Brother Yasin, I really appreciate you joining us on this lovely Sunday afternoon, talking to us about your onward journey and sharing some of your experiences, and also telling us of the open-hearted South Africans that you met.
Yes.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Yes.
Allah keep it like that,
Amen.
And Allah give barakah to all those that were
Amen.
For you and assisted you on your journey as you were on Safar all the time.
Amen.
Allah give them all barakat in their rosy, inshallah, and give
Amen.
Them barakat in their lives, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah.
Shukran jazilan.
Shukran.
I really appreciate whatever discussions we've been having, and you are updating me all the time. I truly appreciate it, and inshallah we will meet someday.
Inshallah.
We will meet someday in this life, we will meet again, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Wherever I may come to Morocco and meet up with you there also.
Inshallah.
After 5 years when you get back there.
Inshallah.
But when you do come to South Africa, my number's been like this from 1994 and it will still stay the same like this, inshallah, and you contact me.
Inshallah.
Shukran jazilan. And I just don't have words, and I really, really, really appreciate Brother Yasin. Last one, what do you want to tell somebody? You know, I can't let you go, but I have to let you go. Otherwise, they'll throw me out of the studio. Last one word for the South African public.
South Africa is like paradise. It's nice country, big country, everything here in this country. But I tell people, work hard for development this country.
Yes.
You know, because everything is here. This country is rich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a big country. Inshallah, it's safe, inshallah, this country. Inshallah, all people together, inshallah, Muslims.
Yes.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, Allah make it easy. Jazakallah. Thank you very much for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Yasin Everest. His surname has been changed to Everest indirectly because that's his dream and desire to climb Mount Everest. And inshallah, Allah fulfill his dreams for that. And I don't know what more to say. I'm just so excited. And Brother Yasin also, he traveled all the way from Morocco now, as we heard, 26,000 kilometers. His onward journey. He wants to tour the world in 5 years. and on bicycle, and inshallah it will happen. We wish him all the luck for all that, inshallah. And all those hajis that are going also, make dua for us, special dua for us, make special dua for Yasin also, and make special dua for the Palestinians, for the Syrians, for all those places where we're having problems. Please, all the hajis going out there, make special dua for us. Allah make it easy, Allah protect us all, Allah protect South Africa in the first place. Whatever we have in South Africa, it's through the generosity of the South Africans and also the steadfastness of our deen and steadfastness of Islam in South Africa. Allah protect South Africa also. I've been talking to Yasin, and we are so fortunate to have the Muslims that we have in South Africa. So probably because of the generosity also. Allah knows best. Allah make it easy for us all. Our website address, www.globetrotting.co.za. That's GLOBETROTTING. Globetrotting.co.za. And Instagram handle is Globetrotting25. The number 25. GLOBETROTTING. Globetrotting. The number 25, Globetrotting 25. You can follow us on there. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.